News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is time for Frisky Friday. The title of that song is Animals, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Here with us today are friends from Santa Rosa County and Animal Services. We have Kelly Simpson, who is an Animal Service, what would be your official title?
I'm an Animal Control Officer.
Animal Control Officer, and then we also have Mike Tarver, who is with the Marketing Department and Coordinator. Welcome to both of you. We saw a great piece last night on Channel 3 all about the situation that's going on in the counties right now. Pretty dire, it sounds like, in terms of strays. And all the shelters are sounding like they're overloaded. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, it's definitely it's an interesting mix right now. I think we have some really great news to share in that the shelter is doing a phenomenal job in getting animals adopted out. That being said, year-to-date 2025, we've had intake 300 animals so far.
And that's just
a crazy number. On average, like I did the math the other day, I could barely do math, but I did the math, that's on average three a day that we're intaking.
What do you think is, what is happening? Why is this happening?
I'll let Kelly speak to that in a little bit. I want to get to the good news first. Part of it has to do with just the way people are viewing spay and neuter and stuff like that. But the good news is that we've also had 337 and counting adoptions.
Wow.
So we've also transferred out 100 different animals.
Wow.
At this point. So the good news is that the shelter are finding homes for the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as one goes out, one comes in. Right.
So of course.
The staff there, Kelly included, obviously do an amazing job at finding where the needy animals are, getting them into the shelter, and then getting them out as soon as possible. Because that's the problem. As soon as they come into the shelter environment, it's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for them. And they need to get out of it as soon as possible before they kind of pick up some bad behavior, you know, habits. And
sure.
Stuff.
So, and that makes perfect sense.
So they're, you know, everybody at the shelter is doing a phenomenal job. But there's also a continued increase of, you know, being at capacity with the shelters and the rescues, all these different places, right? It's not just, you know, the county shelters. But part of it has to do with kind of making sure people are getting their animals spayed, neutered,
mm-hmm.
microchipped, so that they can be responsible pet owners. And it also, you know, helps control the population issues and stuff like that. Kelly, you want to speak a little bit more to kind of what you see in the field with that?
Definitely with the rise in rates at veterinarian clinics. You know, you have to pay for a good quality, you know, care.
Mm-hmm.
And these veterinarians, you know, it's not like you have health insurance that like what we do where you just pay a deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And these veterinarians are just trying to keep their heads above water, trying to keep the cost, you know, as low as possible. But they still have, you know, lights to keep on and people to pay and their degrees to pay for. And when it all comes out in the wash, you know, I have basset hounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted, you know, it was like $600 for a neuter and $800 for a spay at one of the clinics. And I was like, holy smokes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's no wonder that folks are struggling. So we've got some awesome low-cost clinics that are about to open up in Pace and in Milton. And we cannot wait for those to get going because that's going to be pardon the pun, the moneymaker for us, just because right now we understand it is hard to make ends meet. It's hard to put food on the table with, you know, what's been going on economically. So that's really, it's got that trickle down effect, and it goes for, you know, when you're trying to make the decision between doing a spay and neuter or putting food on the table,
mm-hmm.
it you know what's going
to
lose.
Well, and not to mention the cost of dog food, cat food, mm-hmm. all of the amenities that go with it has also gotten expensive.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Those prices. So again, is it going to feed my kids or feed my dog?
Yeah, definitely.
That's really a tough question.
And there's been times, too, where there's been things that weren't even on our radar that just kind of fall in your lap as an ACO. You know, we had a call that a person had gone to the hospital and asked his friend to take care of his animals. He opens the door, and there was 52 beagles inside of a trailer.
Yeah. Oh, my.
You know,
52?
Yeah. So,
how is that even possible?
So, you know, you know, when Mike was talking about taking one to two a day, that's if you went out over the, you know, the year that we've been working with.
Right.
Instead, that was, you know, potentially 52 animals that we had to scramble, figure out what we were going to do with them, making sure that we, you know, get everybody taken care of at the vet. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big hit on the county, you know, that kind of thing, as far as, you know, cost and everything.
Of course.
So there's just a lot of layers to all of this that we're having to work with out in the field that people just don't think of. You know, they see a dog running down the street and they get upset because we're not running to it. Well, we just got 52 dogs dropped in our lap. So there's a lot of things that people just don't take into consideration. So you have to do it by triage. You know, you have to go out there to the most important things, you know, critical things first, and then you just try to fit everything else in the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
go ahead.
People don't realize this too. This is not like a Florida issue. This is not a Santa Rosa County issue. This is a nationwide issue. Mm-hmm. Rescues and different facilities across the country, for whatever reason, are just at max capacity all the time. Mm-hmm. We see it. We will have really dedicated volunteers drive animals across the country to different places. And we work with over 100 different rescues throughout the country, right? But we're hearing the same thing from other people. Mm-hmm. You know, other states, Kentucky, different places are saying that, yeah, we're full too. Everybody's full. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's about making sure that you take the right steps, right, to protect your animals. Adopt, don't shop. That's what we always talk about, right? Like, so many people want to buy the purebred dogs. And, you know, that's great, but they have a lot of health issues, you know, and they're a little bit more needy. And then they start maybe doing some irresponsible breeding, or they just want to start breeding. They don't really know how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is what kind of causes some of these issues. Now, on a good note, we do have the details haven't come out yet, but we have a microchip clinic coming up in May that we're going to be announcing soon. So that'll be a good low-cost way for people to get their microchip or get their animals microchipped if they need to, without having to pay to take them to the vet and stuff like that, those big bills. So we're doing everything we can to try to mitigate the issue, but it's going to take just a big effort from everybody in the community to be able to realize that it is an issue, and that if we want to just not euthanize dogs all the time, because we're a no kill shelter,
right?
90% of our outcomes are positive, meaning there's only a small number that end up being euthanized or just, you know, die from illness or whatever it might be.
Old age, whatever, yeah.
Which is great, but that means we just can't have every animal, like Kelly was saying, that comes into the care. You know, it's crazy.
Now, with that case with the beagles, I'm telling you what, I put out the APB. I needed help from any beagle rescues, and they came in droves. They were literally, they kept, okay, we can take 20. I can take 15.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, there's breed-specific rescues that if somebody's wanting a pure breed, call us at the shelter. We've got the connections. We can point you in the direction for these rescues, because what ends up happening, you help that rescue out, they free up a spot, then they can pull one from us later on down the line. So it's very much a give and take in all of this. We love our rescue partners because they are what keeps us afloat, along with the community really stepping up and doing.
And we do have very specific rescues, even in our area. We have the Great Dane Rescue. We have a guest on our show, which is a place of hope for small dog rescue. Yep. And those are all different breeds.
There's a couple bulldog ones, I think, maybe around.
Yeah. You got Joy Committee, that's German Shepherds. Mm-hmm. You've got Tampa Bay, you know, Beagle Rescues. And we have connections all over the nation. It is not just a panhandle thing. It is not just a Florida thing.
Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Frisky Friday. We have our friends in here from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you've got a question for them, text it in at 850-437-1620. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how you can help and ways that we can make things better for our animals in our community. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have Kelly Simpson here and Mike Tarver with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services, talking about kind of a crisis that we have in our community right now, with so many of the shelters and rescues just have an overabundance of animals that they're trying to take care of. So, guys, you were telling me during the break that one of the things that really helps out is fostering.
Yes, absolutely. You know, fostering is, you know, it saves the lives at a very young age, especially when they're too young and have no immune system to handle being inside of the shelter, and they're too young for vaccines. Kittens and puppies, and we supply everything. I mean, if you need any of the food, the formula, the vetting, we have it all for it.
So how does that work if you wanted to do that?
So we have our website, and that's www.santarosa.fl.gov, animals/animals. Mm-hmm. There's a spot on there where you can volunteer to foster, and that gives you the application, and then they will contact you and they'll put you into the list of what you're requesting, if you're a kitten person, if you're a puppy person, mm-hmm. or just an old dog that just needs a break.
Well, and also medical fosters, too, sometimes yes. where they yes. need medication every hour or 2 hours or something yeah. like that.
No, because one of the most common things that we have, you know, they have fractured limbs and they end up having to have a limb amputated. Well, the last thing you want to do is have, you know, a tripod animal in a kennel, you know, when it could just be sitting on a couch and chilling.
Right, right. Yeah. So, but you don't have to do it for life, right? You
no,
can kind of pick how
no.
much time you want to give to
no.
that.
It's perfect for, like, you know, the college, you know, students that are, you know, have roommates and they just mm-hmm. want a buddy for a little bit and they can take it back when they're done, or it's somebody that's in the military that doesn't want to make that commitment because they know they're coming up hot for orders. It's perfect for mm-hmm. those kinds of folks.
Retirees, I would imagine, too.
Definitely, yeah.
And that's what's great is we need the fosters for the adult dogs as well. Obviously,
okay.
we have the big surges of the puppies and the kittens and the neonates and stuff like that. But when somebody fosters an adult dog, it gives us so much great information about that dog. It lets them decompress and rest and chill out for a little bit. But it also tells us if they're good with kids or if they're good with other dogs or good with cats. Like, we can't always test these. We're not going to take a kid and test it with a dog.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it gives
us... Kids are on back order.
yeah. Okay.
It gives us this great snapshot of their personality to know, okay, if they don't interact well with dogs, then we're not going to, you know, try to adopt them with somebody that already has a dog or whatever it might be. Or if they're great with dogs, we can say, hey, look at this dog, that he's great with other dogs. You know, he's going to fit in perfectly with your family. So it gives us such a great bank of information to be able to use to promote. We actually have a guy named Monty who's this huge content creator. He's got like 600,000 followers on multiple platforms.
Oh my gosh.
And he's been coming in doing the Doggy Day Out program, which, if you don't know, is a great foster program, but it's just for the day. So you can come in, check out a dog, fill out like one little liability thing, and then you can take him out, do some fun things. He'll get a pup cup or whatever, bring him back at the end of the day, and it's still a great thing for them. Well, this guy, Monty, is this huge content creator, makes these great videos, which blow up on our page and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, and it helps dogs get adopted. So you could do that too. I mean, you can just make some cool videos with them or whatever. And every little bit like that helps us get the word out to be able to move these dogs out of the shelter quicker.
That's great. Well, we did get a comment question on our text line at 850-437-1620. Hi, thank you for what you do. Do you have a lab rescue you recommend? Not quite ready to adopt yet, but we will be soon. Thank you so much for all you
great
do.
Great question. Do you know one or...
I am looking it up.
She's
really
looking
quick.
It up.
You can definitely call the shelter at 850-983-4680, and they will be able to help you out with that. They kind of have a list of a bank in their database that they can kind of pull up what the rescues are, or be able to help you find one. So yeah, I'm sure that there is one. As far as getting you connected with one, just call and
there definitely
help you
is. Tara's got the belly button on that. She's
okay.
a really good point of contact.
And we just got another one. Our friend Stefan, who was just on the show with Boat Smart, just texted in. What is the content creator's page? Do you know where?
Oh yeah, if you just go to SRC Animal Services is our handle for both Facebook and for Instagram.
Okay.
So and the other page. The guy Monty that I was talking about.
Yes, I think that's what he was referencing.
Yeah, he'll like collaborate with us, so all of his videos will show up on our pages as well.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Does he have a separate page, perhaps?
I think his handle is Dorkabell, or at Dorkabell, I think, because his dog, he's a cool guy. He's a former Marine. He has a former bomb squad dog that's a Jeremy named Dorka.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like a Dorkabell, I think, is his handle. So anyway, so his page is really, really cool too. But everything that he posts will show up on our page. And then obviously his handle's there too. So
gotcha.
You can kind of look
okay,
at it.
Very good. Thanks so much for asking the question, Stefan. And if you do have a question and would like to text it in, 850-437-1620. So what are ways people can help? Do you take donations? Are there ways, things that you need right now, of either monetary or specific things? How can people
Absolutely.
Help? If they can't adopt, is there a way they can support you?
Absolutely. We use Pedigree food. So Pedigree puppy, Pedigree kitten, and that type of thing is always fantastic. Cans of puppy and kitten formula, bottles, you know, towels. You know, if you're just cleaning out your house and you come across a bunch of blankets and towels, Lord knows how many you use when you've got a litter of kittens and puppies.
Wow. Okay.
And we give those out to the fosters as well. So it's not just their, you know, their mess that they're having to get stuck with. And so there's always the the monetary stuff, but just getting the names out there. You know, if somebody, you're listening to your friends talk, hey, I'm getting, you know, ready to get a puppy. Hey, go over to check out the shelter and see what mm-hmm. they've got. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. So what else do we need to touch on today to let people know about? We were talking about kitten season,
right?
Mentioning that.
And just to reiterate on kidnapping, you know, it's one of those things. You see mm-hmm. a litter of kittens, it tugs at your heartstrings. Well, 9 times out of 10, mama is just hunting, you know.
She's around.
Doing her thing. She's watching you. You might not see her. But if you have any questions, if she is coming around, use some, you know, some all-purpose flour and kind of sprinkle it around, and then you're going to see her foot tracks, you know, going through it, and that kind of gives you an idea if she's coming and going.
Well, that's smart. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or, you know, just keep an eye on it, you know, throw up a game cam. You know, there's a lot of hunters around here, so we have mm-hmm. we have the equipment floating around our house. You know, mm-hmm. put up a game cam and see if mama's coming and going that way. Before you collect the animals, and then they're, you know, without their mama, they're not getting all those nutrients. It's always better with mama.
Okay, yeah. Very
we
good.
We do have a couple events this weekend going on.
Oh, good.
We're going to be actually at the second annual Wolfstock 2025 in Navarre from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's April 12th. We're also going to be at PetSense in Milton from 12 to 3 p.m. tomorrow. So we're going to be at a couple different locations.
Will you have dogs and cats there?
There should be dogs and cats. I don't know if they're going to have any puppies or not, but you can find the info on that on our Facebook page as well. But to your question, you can stop by if you don't want to adopt. If you can't adopt, you can stop by, talk to us, get some more information, fill out a foster application, talk to maybe some volunteers about their experience fostering and stuff like that. So, you know, come see us at these events. If you can't adopt, you can get some good photos or get some good information and just connect with those awesome people at the shelter.
Well, I do see a lot of Facebook pages out there that are sort of for, you know, Pensacola Pets Lost and Found. There's several of those, and people are posting pictures, or they see a dog in an intersection and they stop and they pick it up, put it in their car, and yeah. they're doing it with the best of intentions. However, I do have a question for you, because I thought about that this weekend when I was looking at all those different sites. What do you recommend when people see a stray animal and it looks like, obviously, probably a domesticated, because you can kind of tell,
right,
they have a collar,
right,
but they're just wandering around. What do you recommend to do?
Absolutely. Those pages are fantastic in our world. Take a picture, post mm-hmm. it on social media, put what the crossroads are. And that way, if the owner is looking for it, they have a place to start looking. You don't want to just pick up somebody's animal, especially with Santa Rosa County. The upper, you know, north end of the county is, you know, non-leash law area. So mm-hmm. you are potentially picking up an animal that it knows where it is, and you are just passing through,
right,
and you just took it from its home.
Okay.
You know, that kind of
thing.
So I
didn't realize that it is non-leash.
Yeah,
it
is non-leash law in Santa Rosa in the upper half, because it's so much agricultural.
Of course,
you know,
very
that type
rural,
of a
yeah.
thing. So
the rule of thumb too is that, not, you know, if you pick up an animal, you need to be prepared to take care of it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
If you see an animal in distress and you want to help it out, you're gonna have to probably keep that animal at your house, because we're not going to be able to necessarily intake it at the shelter all the
right.
time.
Now, if it's injured, aggressive, that changes the game. So mm-hmm. we do have an officer on 24/7. So we do have the option for people to call in after hours and then talk to an animal control officer that will tell you and advise you what to do. But just don't put it up in your vehicle or put it in your house and then expect instant results, because we might not be able to right away.
Yeah,
that's the message I definitely wanted to get out this morning. We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with our friends for the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the shelter. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and it is Frisky Friday. So we have just a minute or so left here. So if y'all want to just kind of wrap up and how people can reach you,
yeah,
numbers and the website.
Shameless plug. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and our different outlets. It really Facebook is our information hub to be able to get out all the information about these different dogs. So if you could follow us at SRC Animal Services on Instagram and Facebook. That's where we post all these updates and stuff like that. So it really helps us promote the animals to get them out of the shelter. So,
all right, fantastic. You've been listening to Frisky Friday, Santa Rosa County Animal Shelters. Give that website one more time.
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals.
All right, thank you both for being here this morning. It's time for news and getting ready for the rest of the weekend. So thanks for being here on Frisky Friday.
Thanks for having us.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you on Monday morning at 9.